Phil Milani here with Matt Boyer and Andrew Mason. We're going through the draft round by round, going over the Broncos' best selections in those rounds. So, guys, let's start with, obviously, the first round and who's the best pick the Broncos have ever made in the first round. Our answer, Floyd Little.
Well, it's pretty easy to say Floyd Little because he was the Broncos' first-round pick. And, you know, I think with nine seasons, 6,323 yards, three Pro Bowls, two AFL All-Star games, you know, you've got to give him his credentials. He's also a Ring of Famer. Just the history with this. I mean, you think of the Broncos back in the 60s, you think of Floyd Little. And I think this is a great, great illustration, right? Look at this grainy video. Isn't this awesome?
I know, it's awesome.
The NFL Films archives never disappoint. But Floyd Little, just what he was able to do, not just from a running back standpoint, but an all-purpose standpoint as well. 8 years at 1,000 yards combined. One of the best of all time, no doubt.
Historically significant. You have to go back to 1967. That was the first common draft between the NFL and the AFL. You know, Floyd Little really gave a fledgling franchise that was frankly just along for the ride in the merger, gave it a shot of legitimacy that it had not had before. And obviously he was a great player, Hall of Famer. And frankly, the Hall of Fame is what kind of tips the scales for him over some other great number one picks over the years, like Randy Gratishar 7 years ago.
Of course, Floyd Little, 1967 out of Syracuse, the sixth overall pick. Another guy who is on his way, might surpass Floyd Little, Von Miller. We'll have to see how he goes. Of course, he was the number two overall pick. Okay, moving on to the second round, and we're going with Simon Fletcher as the Broncos' best second round pick ever, 55th overall in 1985 out of Houston.
97 and a half sacks, that's the franchise record for sacks. Like you said, one day Von Miller, that might be his record, but for now it does stand as Simon Fletcher, voted MVP on the defensive end multiple times in the 80s and the 90s as a team award, team defensive MVP. Look at just the speed and the quickness off the line. Fletcher was one of the most dominant guys for the Broncos through that late 80s and early 90s period. Clearly don't have the technology we do now to, you know, have those voters. He was never voted to a Pro Bowl. So, you know, it makes you think that the technology wasn't necessarily there for those East Coast voters to vote him into a Pro Bowl. So I think that Simon Fletcher definitely deserving of the best number two overall slot.
His Pro Bowl status back then, frankly, was hurt by the fact that there were other Pro Bowl defenders like Carl Mecklenburg, Dennis Smith, Steve Atwater on the defense. But you can't argue with his production as a pass rusher. Frankly, I think the lack of Pro Bowls is why we're still talking about him not being in the Ring of Fame, in spite of being the leader in a very important stat in terms of sacks. But you see how impressive he was, and a great fit for the Broncos back then. I think he would have flourished in any era and certainly outstanding.
Yeah, Simon Fletcher, 97 and a half sacks. The next closest guy on that list in terms of Broncos, Carl Mecklenburg with 79. And then other second-round picks that we could have chosen. Dick Butkus, actually a second-round pick of the Broncos. But, of course, that was the AFL he chose to go with the Bears in the NFL. And the other guy, Clinton Portis, could have been another one in the second.
And the thing with Butkus, that was actually pretty common in the AFL days, that you'd pick a guy, even though you really had no hope of signing him because he was going to the NFL. But you pick a guy and it was like, oh, the Broncos drafted Dick Butkus. You gave that. That was to give your fans a little bit of hope.
Exactly. Okay, moving on to the third round, and we're going with Bill Thompson. Of course, now we know him as Billy Thompson.
Billy Thompson, arguably the best defensive back in Broncos history. At the time, he finished with the most starts and games played as a Bronco. Three-time Pro Bowler, was named All-NFL twice, was one of the most disruptive forces for the Broncos. You know, as far as Ring of Fame is concerned, definitely one of the best guys. Great to see him still involved in the community. Of course, he's involved with the Broncos Community Department currently, but one of the best of all time, 40 career interceptions, and in 69 led the league in kickoff and punt return average, so a very versatile guy.
Yeah, versatile. Started as a corner, then made a very graceful transition to safety, which really allowed him to play up the ball skills that he had. Interesting, you know, back in the 60s, the Dallas Cowboys and Kansas City Chiefs, those were the franchises that were at the vanguard of picking guys from historically black colleges and universities. Thompson out of Maryland State, the Broncos really started to scout that heavily in the late 60s, and he was the best product of that scouting work back then. And of course, a Bronco to this day.
61st overall pick in 1969. Played in three different decades over his 13-year career.
Quick note, do you see that number 8 right there? For the Saints? Look familiar?
Who's that?
Mace?
Archie Manning.
Exactly.
Now, we're going to the fourth round now, and one of our favorites, Tom Jackson. He was the 88th overall pick in 1973 out of Louisville.
Yeah, just incredibly impressive. And you can see, here he is going the distance in the big 1977 game against the Colts. That was one that really got the Broncos well on their way to having the top seed that year. Yeah, he was as effective in the pass rush as he was dropping into coverage. You know, he had, I think it was 7 interceptions in 1976. And also effective against the run. Just a terrific all-around linebacker. When the play started, you didn't really know what TJ was going to do. Is he going to drop into coverage? Is he going to go after the quarterback? You know, that sort of versatility, you still look for that to this day when you're looking for linebackers. And he set the standard. It's really a shame to me that he's not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Of course, he's in for his broadcast work, but he ought to be in as a player.
Well, as Mays said it, you know, might be deserving of a Hall of Fame consideration as far as Bronco fans are concerned, because when you think about the Denver Broncos on that Mount Rushmore, you think about John Elway, but then also you think about a guy like Tom Jackson. 14 years, we've got a two-time All-Pro, but more importantly than that, just the spanning of the decades. You think about, he played in the 77 Super Bowl, and he also played in the 86 Super Bowl. So not only did he have the greatness early on in his career in that late 70s era, but the longevity also makes him very worthy of consideration here.
You mentioned his broadcast work. Of course, he does a lot of stuff with ESPN. Moving on to the fifth round, and this was interesting. Not a ton of outstanding players in that fifth round, but the one guy who really sticks out, of course, Sammy Winder.
Well, what's interesting, if the Broncos had managed to re-sign Malik Jackson, I think someday we might have been talking about him being the standard bearer for the fifth round pick. But Sammy Winder had the longevity as a Bronco. You know, he had the great 1984 season, really powered that offense. John Elway was still learning how to be an NFL quarterback. The Broncos weren't that explosive, but Sammy Winder was able to keep the chains moving in that 13-3 1984 season. And then, I mean, they had a lot of running backs that came and went throughout the 1980s, but Sammy Winder, he was the consistent guy. He was always there, always productive.
As May said, you think about those late 80s era Super Bowl teams. Sammy Winder was the guy, as Mace mentioned. 84 was his breakout year. The cover of the Super Bowl, you see it right there.
Well, that he beat the Raiders in 84. That was a big win that got the Broncos going that year.
84 All-Pro, 86 All-Pro, or I'm sorry, Pro Bowl. You think about running backs, as we just said, you think about Floyd Little, but then you also have to think about a guy like Sammy Winder. Just the, you know, the teams that he played on were so great and so entrenched in the memories of Bronco fans that even though it was a bad bunch as far as fifth round picks, he's definitely worthy of being named in this slot for sure.
5,427 career yards, third all time for Broncos. Moving on to the sixth round, this one's easy. Terrell Davis in the sixth round. How did he last the sixth round? The 196th overall pick in the 1995 draft out of Georgia.
How did he last? Well, he had some injuries coming out of UGA, and he also, you know, was part of the platoon system in that offense. So he really slipped between the cracks, much to the Broncos' delight. Just great scouting to know what kind of runner he could be. Of course, that said, it wasn't until he made that big hit on special teams in the game in Tokyo in the preseason in 1995 that he really started to get on everybody's radar. He was starting early that season, had four consecutive 1,000-yard seasons or 2,000-yard seasons in 1998. And to this day, only Jim Brown averaged more yardage per game postseason and regular season combined.
As May said, he's going to get Hall of Fame consideration as we start to move forward here in these next couple of years, and he's definitely deserving of it. That 98 season when he won the MVP, one of the greatest seasons ever by any football player, never mind just a Bronco. So I definitely think that TD in this slot, it's really hard to argue because just the value. Can you imagine getting your franchise's, arguably one of your franchise's best player in the sixth round? Incredible.
Yeah. He's already getting Hall of Fame consideration. Was a finalist in 15 and 16. Will he get in? That's a big question mark now.
He darn well better get in because he's the only player in NFL history who has a 2,000-yard rushing season, a Super Bowl MVP, and NFL MVP. Hall of Fame voters, what's taking you so long? Get this man in.
You heard it from Mace there. Now we'll move on to the seventh round, and a guy who's already in the Hall of Fame, of course, tight end Shannon Sharpe.
Well, he came from Savannah State. He was a wide receiver when the Broncos drafted him. And, of course, he put on some weight so he could handle the tight end work, but he never lost his speed, never lost the receiving ability. When he retired, he held league records for tight ends in receiving yardage and touchdown receptions. Hall of Famer, one of the best to ever play the position. And a classic example of a guy that looked at his measurables and said, okay, can he make the transition? We're going to change his role a little bit. Took him a while to get going, but once he did, especially in 1993, he was off and running.
As Mace said, he's probably one of the most decorated tight end Hall of Famers of all time. The number is 675 for catches, 55 touchdowns, and 8,439 yards. When you think about tight ends in the mid-90s, you had to think about Shannon Sharpe. He revolutionized the position, was one of the most outspoken men of the mid-90s, as well as he's calling the National Guard here because he's killing the Patriots. But one of the most memorable Broncos, I definitely think, as Mace just mentioned, John Elway and Shannon Sharpe, his teammates, Terrell Davis's teammates from those mid-90s teams, will definitely, hopefully, be waiting to welcome TD into the Hall of Fame one day.
And the cool thing about a lot of these guys, they're still around the team today. You always see Shannon Sharpe around here, TD with his work at the NFL Network. These guys are all around the Broncos.
Yeah, but for all these, we're doing the seven rounds because this is a seven-round draft now. Maybe the best value pick of all time was Carl Mecklenburg in the 12th round back in 1980.
And, of course, the Broncos have a long line of getting some undrafted guys, Rod Smith and now Chris Harris Jr. But those are the Broncos' best picks round by round. At least according to us, they are. And for Andrew Mason and Matt Boyer, I'm Phil Maloney.